Hey, Doc Danny here, and I just want to say thank you for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. If you want to get involved in the conversation and get your questions answered and feedback from myself and 1,500 other people within the PT Entrepreneur community, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. This is a great group for anybody that is in business or thinking about going into business for themselves and wants the support of other people like me and other practitioners out there that are entrepreneurs. So guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy this episode. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
I'm at Athletes Potential Central today. I've got some patients a little bit later this morning, and I had a little bit of time, so I wanted to do a little video slash podcast to talk to you guys about something that I think is a game changer, honestly, in terms of your ability to connect to people and your ability to effectively sell your services. And let's be honest, nobody wants to go to physical therapy. That's just a given. We're like one step above a dentist, I guess, in terms of where people would least likely want to go. No one woke up, you know, January 1st and they said that their New Year's resolution this year was to end up in physical therapy because that means that that they're hurt. But plenty of people want solutions to problems, right? And one of the best ways to actually help them achieve that is for them to be able to view themselves achieving that goal or getting back to that thing that they're so interested in achieving by telling a compelling story of someone similar to them. So I'm going to show you sort of have the 7-part framework of how I like to like break down stories and teach or tell stories to potential clients of ours. And if you can structure a story like this, there's 7 parts, but it'll come off like really clean as you kind of do this a few times. It dramatically helps their connection to you. Like they feel like, oh man, I sound like this person in this story and I want that same result, so I've got to work with you. So let me show you how we structure this. So okay, so here's what we got. So there's 7 parts to this, okay? And I'm gonna walk you through a patient of mine. His name's Fred. But basically, it goes this way. So it's intro the patient, intro the problem, describe your first meeting, describe the plan that you gave them, describe the struggles and the success, where are they now, and then what should people do next? Okay, so let me tell you about Fred. Okay, so Fred, right here, this is gonna be his story. The framework's on the left side. So Fred is a longtime patient of mine. He's in his early 50s, and Fred, loves to sail. The problem with Fred was that his back gave him so many problems that he, number one, couldn't sail, and number two, every time that he would try to get himself in shape by workout, usually with his younger son, he would end up hurting his back again. And this went on and on for years. So when I first met Fred, he was really frustrated. And if you can imagine, having back pain for years that was bad enough to stop you from sailing and hiking, two of the things that you like the most. He's obviously very, very frustrated. It's been going on for that long. And to make matters worse, he kept trying to do the right thing for himself, but ended up hurting himself and getting even more frustrated in the process. So when I met Fred, he was frustrated. He was unhappy. He was frankly just unsure of what he needed to do or if this is just something that it was going to bother him for the rest of his life. So once we took a look at him, we realized pretty quickly that he was missing some mobility in some really important areas, in particular his hips, and he just wasn't very strong in controlling his spine. This is a very common problem that we see over and over again, and it was causing him to have a lot of lower back issues. So when we saw this, we were able to detail a plan for Fred to help him achieve a solution to these issues, improve his mobility, improve his strength. And along the way, it wasn't a direct line. And this is one thing that I like to tell people a lot. With chronic problems, it's never going to be this straight line, right? It's typically going to be this undulating pattern of return, meaning there's peaks and valleys. So some weeks, you know, Fred would have an awesome week. Nothing would bother him. He'd feel like he was on top of the world. And then one morning he would just wake up and his back would bother him again. He had back pain for years, so his body wasn't used to not having pain. So it was very important that he understands that there's an undulating return. And that's what happened. But he continued to make progress and make progress and make progress. And where he's at now is, number one, pain-free. He has no back pain whatsoever. Number two, he's in the best shape of his life. He's literally in as good a shape now as he was when he was in his 20s and 30s, because not only is he out of pain, but he's been able to get back to a consistent training program that we've built out for him that he does on a regular basis, 3 to 4 times a week. And he's now able to do things physically that he hardly was able to do over the last decade, but easily was able to do in his 30s, and he can do now as well. So for Fred, what was so cool to see was this frustrated patient to come in, understand what their problem was, get an actual solution to it, and then get back to the activities he likes the most, which for him, the one thing was he wanted to go sailing in Croatia with his brother, and he was able to do that just a couple months ago, and had an amazing trip and was able to be, you know, fully active in sailing the boat as they sailed around the Adriatic Sea, which is it's just an amazing thing for him to be able to get back to 100% pain-free. So what, if you're interested in, you know, working with us, you sound like Fred, you have chronic back pain, what should you do next? Give us a call or click here to submit a form for us to contact you. So when we look at this framework, this story framework, you know, these seven parts is kind of how we go through Fred's story. It's going to be similar for pretty much anybody that you have. The key is that I can't tell Fred's story to everybody that comes in. Somebody might come in with an ankle sprain that wants to get back to playing soccer with their friends. Yeah, Fred's story is compelling in one way, right? But it's way more compelling if that person has back pain, right? And if they have back pain and they're a male, even more so. You know, this is my male back pain story, Fred. I have a female back pain story. Her name's Helena. And, you know, I could go on about Helena's story and what that looks like. You know, we have stories for people that are similar to the problems that we see coming in, because this is what is so important for you to understand about this one concept, is when you talk to somebody, half of them getting a result is them believing that they're in the right place and having trust that you're going to be the solution to their problem, or you're going to have the solution to their problem. And yeah, they're going to have to put in work along the way. It's very important that they understand that we're not going to fix them, but we are going to be able to help them achieve the solution that they want. But if you can match up a relevant story to the right person, the connection you develop with that person is so deep and it's so important and effective that they, number one, will do the work. So we're going to get a better result. They're going to be more compliant. Number two, they're going to be more willing to commit to you, not drop off a plan of care, and potentially pay you up front in the form of a package or something like that to improve the cash flow of your business. And the actual sales process of your business becomes much more effective. So your revenue increases. And I can tell you this much, and when we started to involve stories more of relevant patients to people that were coming through our doors, we saw a massive change in our business. We saw a massive change in the outcomes we were getting for people and the likelihood that they were going to refer other people to us, because they felt like we understood them better. And we did. We were able to relate this information to them in a really, really effective way. So stories are a little superpower, kind of sneaky, effective way to improve your sales process. And it all comes down to connection. And guys, the reality is we just want to feel like we're working with somebody that has helped someone similar to us get the result that we want. And we're selfish, right? Like, if you want to gain muscle, right? Let's say you want to get bigger, you want to work with somebody that's helped people like you gain muscle, right? Or gain strength, or whatever it might be, improve their deadlift or their back squat. You don't want to go to somebody that's like, oh no, this is my first time trying this. Let's see how it works out. Like, there's no confidence associated with that. You totally lose it. So if you've even seen a handful of people, you should have people to be able to relate to similar problems for similar patients in the process of when they're actually, A, number one, on the phone with you, where they're potentially thinking about coming in. So like our front desk uses stories. They understand people that we've worked with. Oh, you sound like so-and-so that we worked with. Like, this is what, you know, they came in with, and then now they're back to X, Y, and Z. Or in the office as part of our first visit when we're trying to establish a bond with somebody. you know, we tell these relevant stories and let them know, like, this is the process. This is where they were at. This is what they did. This is where they are now. This is where you are. This is what the process is going to look like. And this is where we expect you to be. And detail that out. People can really, like, make this movie in their own head of what's going to happen in this. And they tell themselves the story and they visualize it. And, you know, for us, it's such a powerful way to connect. It's such a powerful way for that person to see that there is a solution, because they've probably been burned. They've probably seen, you know, multiple people and not gotten the results they wanted, and they're frustrated, they're skeptical, they don't really know. And anything we can do to help build and establish that relationship and build that bond is going to be really helpful. So this is the 7-part framework that we like to use. You can use it yourself. You can use this also in testimonial videos. So instead of, you know, a testimonial video of just like, yeah, I saw so-and-so, they were awesome, you should come work with them, that's not very compelling. But for somebody to talk about their story of going from years of back pain to all of a sudden, you know, they find somebody after they've seen 10 different providers for their issue that never went away, the work that they put in, the understanding they have now of how to take care of themselves, and at the end of that, where are they now? You know, that finishing the story, it's like, they think about the end of a movie. There's always this, people are intrigued by this, where are they now, right? Like, where are they now? What happened to X, Y, and Z as the story went along, and where are they now? You know, that's such a compelling part. People want to know what happened. You know, what was the solution? What was the end result? And for you to be able to have that person say, here's where I am now, here's what I'm doing. And, you know, if I can give anybody advice, it would be, you know, don't wait, reach out to these people. I waited years before I finally got something resolved. You know, that's compelling. That's compelling for a stranger to hear another stranger talk about their experience somewhere. So think about stories in terms of your testimonials, but stories in terms of your front desk, stories in terms of your staff in the office will dramatically improve the conversion and also commitment that you have with people and the bond that you build with them. So guys, take a look at that 7-part series. Use it, hope you like it, and that it works well for you. Hey, I just want to say thanks for listening to today's show. If you liked what you heard and you're interested in seeing if you're a fit to work with us, here's what I want you to do next. Head over to physicaltherapybiz.com/call. That's physicaltherapybiz.com/call, and book an appointment to speak with our team today. We'll jump on the phone with you for about 45 minutes and we'll get you crystal clear on 3 things in your business. Number 1, what price should you be charging? Number 2, what target audience should you be going after? And number 3, what strategies should you be using to reach those people? Remember, scaling your cash PT business doesn't happen by itself. You need expert guidance to make it happen. We've helped cash PT owners all over the country scale to multiple 6-figure businesses, all while creating huge impact in their communities. To see if we can help you do the same thing, head over to physicaltherapybiz.com/call. I'm Danny Matei, and let's talk soon.